Welcome back to Passion for Christ. This is Russ, and I'm with my friend, Dr. Brian Zender. He's serving as the medical director for the Exodus Healthcare Network out in Magna and in West Valley City. You can go to exodushealthcare.com to learn more about what the Exodus Healthcare Network can do for you, medically speaking. We were just talking about sleep apnea, and this is something that's close to my heart because I was diagnosed with sleep apnea maybe 2 months ago and was put on a CPAP machine. And I wonder how many people in you know, around the country, what the numbers might say, how many people are actually using one. I have no idea. But I would think that there's a lot of people that could probably use it. And so have you found that the problems that people are facing, like maybe high blood pressure or some little bit of anxiety or a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of different things that this sleep apnea can trigger.
Sleep apnea is a much more common condition than most people realize. You know, most of us enjoy sleeping anyway. And it's during that time when you're sleeping that you go through a cycle. There's different cycles, but you get to this cycle called the REM stage. And the REM stage is actually the restorative part of sleep that helps you actually recover from the day before. And what happens when you have sleep apnea is that right during that time where you really need to have that restorative sleep, that REM cycle, you actually stop breathing. And when you don't breathe for 5, 10, 15 seconds, eventually your heart's going to wake you up and it's going to say, hey, you need to take a breath. And so you automatically leave that beautiful stage of REM sleep where you're dreaming so that you can wake up and you can get a breath. And then it takes you a while to get back to that REM stage again. And then once you get back into the REM, then you stop breathing again. And then your body wakes you back up. So when you wake up in the morning, you often say to yourself, geez, I just don't feel like I slept very well.
Yeah.
And that's because you never got your REM sleep. And so So there are a lot of people that I see and I take care of in the office. They say, you know, doc, I'm just dragging. I can't quite figure it out. And I'll say, well, do you snore? And they'll say, well, no, of course I don't snore. But their spouse will say, yeah, not only does he snore, but he stops breathing. And that's a clue. So if you've got a partner that knows that you stop breathing or that you snore heavily, you should be checked to see if you might have sleep apnea.
Right. And so when you stop breathing, even though it's a short period of time, it's consistently over time that happens, and your brain is being deprived of oxygen.
Exactly.
And now would you say, does adrenaline kick in to do something there? Is there
your body basically wakes you up and said, hey, and your brain's not getting the oxygen, your lungs aren't getting the oxygen, and so your body basically wakes you up and say, hey, you need to breathe.
Right.
And if you don't, that's, well, of course, that's a big problem.
And would you say that it's possible in some cases where this kind of condition can create like a dysfunctional process of the way your bladder works, and when you have to get up more often to go to the restroom? Because if you're sleeping really well with a nice flow of oxygen with a CPAP machine, what I've noticed anyway is that whole area of my life to get, you know, it's getting much better.
Correct.
Right? You know?
And when you get that REM restored to sleep, you just feel so much better that next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all need oxygen. We all need to be able to sleep at night. If you feel like you're struggling, make sure you see your primary care provider, where it's fairly simple nowadays just to do a screening test. Well, you wear this thing on your finger.
Right.
And it measures your oxygen level at night. And if your oxygen level drops too far, that's when you need to have actually a sleep apnea test.
And that's what I did exactly. I had the thing on the finger, and it was no problem. And then they said, okay, you know, you're going down, you know, too low on your oxygen level. So then I went with my wife to the little hotel room kind of thing at the facility, and they hooked you up with all these wires. And it's a little bit funny. I mean, they took a picture of me, and I was pretending I was like an android, you know. I'd been assimilated into the Borg, you know, and so it was kind of funny. But I mean, you know, you just go to sleep, and then like halfway through, they tell you one way or the other, okay, it looks like you don't have that big of a problem, or yes, we're going to now put you on the mask. And that's what they did with me.
Yeah.
So they put you on the mask, and you know, you just they monitor it all throughout the night.
Right.
And even that, like that, you might think, oh, this is kind of weird. I don't want to do that. But it's so worth it because from what I understand, I mean, sleep apnea can create even a heightened capability to pick up what even like, I don't know, is it out of bounds to say that it can help, not help, it can accentuate the possibility of coming down with cancer or heart disease or strokes and stuff?
Yeah, people that have, I'm not sure about cancer, but certainly people that don't sleep well at night, it does put a strain on your heart and your lungs. And so that people can get more difficulty with, particularly their heart, if they're not getting good restorative sleep.
Okay.
Very, very, very true.
Very true.
Yeah, so.
And so, you know, with insurances, and would you say most insurances, I mean, if it can look like the test is needed, it should be covered with insurance?
Yeah, most insurances will cover it at this point. There are some sleep laboratories now that you actually take the equipment and you take it home. And you have a physician that interprets the information from you that you take home at night. And so it's gotten more and more affordable for people and for insurance companies to get this testing covered.
And then if people are wondering about the cost for a CPAP machine, for me, I was able to purchase one through Alpine Home Medical, and it was about $700. And in my case, my health provider covered it. But I would say that, hey, you know, even if it's something that maybe insurance doesn't cover, well, to me, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you want to put on a credit card if you have to, you know, because yeah. This is such an important basic part of your health.
Yeah, and it can be very, very helpful for you. Both short-term, you can feel better, but also long-term in terms of your overall general health. You know, it's very clunky sometimes, so I have to wear that mask at night. And I've had a number of my own patients say, "Doc, this is just so inconvenient. It's almost not worth it." And then I have others that say, "Boy, I can't believe that I didn't have this before."
Right.
And basically what that mask is doing is it's keeping your airway open so that you're able actually not, that you don't stop breathing in the middle of the night. So it adds a little bit of pressure to your airway so it keeps it open during the course of the evening.
Yeah.
There are surgical options as well for sleep apnea. And some people say, you know, I just want to get it fixed if I can. And so there will be some people that will get their palate surgically corrected so that they're able to sleep better. So every patient's a little bit different. Some people just need a little oxygen at night. They don't actually need to wear the mask. Other people need to wear a mask. And then some people, even the mask doesn't work and they need to have surgery. So having, you know, someone that's has some expertise and training in that area, a sleep specialist can make it so that you function much better during the day.
Let me just give the website again. It's exodushealthcare.com, and a number you can call if you're in, maybe you're new to the area and you've moved into the Salt Lake area. This is in Magna or West Valley. You can call 801-250-9638, and the Exodus Healthcare can answer your questions, make an appointment for you for, you know, pediatrics. And there's so many different phases of the healthcare. There's, you know, different areas of what are some of the things that Exodus Healthcare can offer? Bone, what are the bone specialists? Osteo?
Yeah, you know,
orthopedic?
Orthopedic injuries.
Right.
You know, most family doctors are able to take care of a little bit of everything. So,
right.
You know, you've got newborn babies that need to have their well child visits and their shots. You know, you've got our adolescent boys and girls that need to get their sports physicals. We have our adults, of course. You need to get checked for diabetes and high blood pressure and your cholesterol. We have our elderly patients that, you know, need to come in for their various medical conditions that they developed over the years. And if you stub your toe or you sprain your ankle and need to come in urgently, that's also possible. And over the last 2 years now, we have family doctors that deliver babies.
Okay.
And so you can get most of the needs that you need to have taken care of all in one location. You go downstairs and get your prescriptions filled after you're done and see the dentist if you don't have one, and we've also have an optometrist right on site. So it's a pleasure to be able to take care of the people that come in for care.
as we have just a couple minutes left, I just have to kind of digress from the sleep apnea topic and just want to ask you about real quick about exercise. What I've heard said is that, you know, 30 minutes a day is just about right, or 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
You know, with some getting your heart rate up a little higher than normal.
Yeah.
But that's really, you don't have to be a marathon runner, you know, although that's great, but to help keep your diabetes from happening and your blood sugar, just some good moderate exercise every day, 6 days a week. Can you just talk
you
about
bet.
That for a minute?
You know, the general recommendations, if you can get in 30 to 40 minutes of just brisk walking 3 to 4 times a week, that is wonderful for your heart. That's heart health. That's a general recommendation. You know, you want to eat to live, but not just live to eat.
There you go.
You want to make sure that everything's in moderation. We try to encourage people not to have snacks after their meal at 5 o'clock. But if you do, it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, and you need something, get a piece of fruit or
a little celery and peanut butter, maybe.
I enjoy just having a red pepper. I eat it whole.
I just started doing that too a little bit.
It's got a lot of vitamin C.
Does it?
And
okay.
It's good for you.
Yeah, a big old bell pepper costs about $1.25, and you can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, red ones, yellow ones, green ones.
My kids used to tease me. We go on vacations, and they pull out their candy bars, and I pull out my red peppers.
Okay.
We have a joke together, but they're now getting the red peppers too, so that's good for them.
Well, I hope we can do this again sometime. We're going to have to sign off for now, but I want to thank you, Dr. Brian, for being with us. Dr. Brian, Medical Director at the Exodus Healthcare in Magna and West Valley. So thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, Russ.